Currently, who I've got joining in on the conversation is CSA CEO Thabang Morwe. Sir, thank you so much for freeing up some time for me this evening. Welcome.
Hi, Buhle, and thank you for welcoming me, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much. Straight into it, it's a critical time for Cricket South Africa, and I know that you had a press conference a little bit earlier to actually talk about this thing that we're going to talk about, and I would like you to explain for me this entire process of moving away from the franchise system back to the provincial system, please.
Okay. You know, as the entire membership of Cricket South Africa, we've been basically discussing this topic for the past 3 years now. You will also remember that at last year's awards, CSA Awards, that is, the president of Cricket South Africa did mention the plan to expand franchise cricket. And with us now working on the projected losses of Cricket South Africa, we had to look back at the history of CSA in terms of how we got to where we are and what would the future look like for us from a cash flow point of view. And we essentially came to a point that franchise cricket as it stands would be too much of a heavy burden on you know, the pockets of Cricket South Africa. So we were then tasked with coming up with a strategy in terms of how could we save some costs, you know, having foresight in terms of our projected losses in the future and make savings, but whilst expanding cricket, professional cricket, that is. So the best solution that we could come up with as management of CSA was basically going back to the provincial setup, going back to 12 affiliate members with the view of hopefully, in 3 to 4 years' time, you know, with Limpopo and Mpumalanga meet all qualification criteria of first-class cricket, going to 14 affiliate professional provinces. So the idea is to essentially grow professional cricket, but it's also, you know, we also were given the task of tightening the belt, so to speak. So we had to make sure that from, you know, a cost point of view in terms of the money that we spend in cricket, both at grassroots as well as professional cricket, we try and tighten the belt a little bit.
Now,
so really going the professional route.
Yeah. And Tatamura, sorry to interrupt you there, but now this franchise framework was introduced in 2004, 2005. How did we get to this point since then?
So what happened was in 2004 and 2005, what we wanted to address from a Cricket South Africa point of view, I mean, I wasn't even around, but, you know, as Cricket South Africa, what we wanted to address was, one, strength versus strength. And then the other bit that we wanted to address was, you know, the commercials of Cricket South Africa. So the idea was that, you know, informing six teams, six high-performing teams, which will be the feeder, the top feeder system into the pro tiers, Cricket South Africa will, in year one, fund each franchise team $4 million. And then in year two, it will go down to $3 million. In year three, $2 million, year four, $1 million, and then in year five, these franchise teams would then run on their own and drive or derive so much revenue, so much so that they then pay for themselves and then at the later stage, hopefully, pay for domestic cricket. So what happened was we kept the 11 members at the time that Cricket South Africa had, you know, from a province, from a provincial cricket point of view, but also added six more franchise teams on top of, you know, what we currently, what we had. And then a couple of years down the line, we then also came and added another layer of first-class cricket being the semi-provincial cricket.
Yeah.
So what we've done is that we've increased...
Oh, it seems like I've just lost...
...teams are concerned. Other guys?
No, you can carry on. I think we just had a bit of an interruption there with the line.
Yeah, so basically what we've continued doing from a Cricket South Africa point of view is that we've continued to increase our expenses. We added, obviously, the SAA program. We added to the emerging teams program, high performance. We built a high performance center in Pretoria. We built another one in Fort Hare. So we've gone and increased. What we've also done from a grassroots point of view is that we then introduced RPCs and hubs. But where we went wrong as far as franchise cricket is concerned is that franchise cricket, when Year 5 came, franchise cricket hadn't derived any revenues for Cricket South Africa. And then Cricket South Africa continued funding franchise cricket. As things stand, Cricket South Africa funds each team 15 million a year to run franchise cricket.
And
so, so that's just became, you know, huge burdens as far as Cricket South Africa's coffers are concerned. Hence, we are at this point today.
Now, we have the SA Cricketers Association who have come out with a lot of concerns regarding this move. And how do we put all of those concerns to bed? How can you assure them that this is a move in the right direction?
I mean, for one, you know, when we started these talks, the CEO of SACA was involved. When we had combined subcommittee meetings, being the finance committee, the cricket committee, the risk committee. We had the CEO of SACA involved. We had also other members from SACA being involved. You know, Andrew Greske was also invited to be part of these discussions. We had the treasurer of the board going to Cape Town to meet with the CEO of SACA, in fact, to continue, you know, discussing these plans. We had Corey Van Zyl, our head of Cricket Pathways, meeting with the CEO of SACA to, you know, work on these on these plans. So they've been involved along the way, and they will continue to be involved in terms of how we're now going to deploy this strategy. So SACA has been involved from day one, and they will continue to be involved. There's never been a point where they haven't been involved.
Now, Ntate Morwe, how is this entire thing going to work now? How are you going to restructure it? Okay, seeing that they have been involved, understand that they now will not, well, they don't have a reason to really moan if that's the case. But how is this now going to work? Maybe it's just that they don't understand the way forward.
I think the way forward is pretty clear. And this is part of their thinking. Because we currently have, from a franchise point of view, 65% of our players sitting on two-year contracts. And then this is obviously, you know, figures that we get from their end, is that we will then stagger, you know, the depot.
Okay, we seem to have lost...
what we then do, I guess.
Okay, Ntate Morwe, I'm going to ask my producer to see if she can get you on a better line, perhaps. I think we are just struggling to hear you there. We keep on having a break in transmission, if that's okay. But while Ntate Morwe does that, we are just going to... Oh, I want us to keep on talking about this Cricket South Africa and the whole moving away from the six teams, from the six franchises, and going to the 12, which will hopefully grow to 14, and what it will mean for South African football, for South African cricket going forward, and how much it will actually help the country. I mean, we do know that, as he's saying, the grassroots cricket has grown and it produces more players than, in fact, what CSA franchises can accommodate. So what happens to all of those players? As much as there is a second tier and even a third tier or semi-professional league, but is it enough? Are players able to make a living off of that, whereas Cricket South Africa are looking to ensure that we've got the best of our players at least playing very competitively? And why then did the change happen? Because this seemed to always be something that was working, understanding that we are trying to improve and we always are trying to go one better. Okay, we've got Thabang Morwe back on the line. Sorry for that. So how much does it cost to run a franchise? You called it 654 as well. Can you elaborate on that, please, Ntate Morwe?
Really, to run a franchise, I mean, I think on average, it would probably, for an entire season, it would probably cost anything between, 25 to 30 million, depending on obviously where this franchise is placed. So, you know, I'm looking at your big franchises like the Cobras, the Lions, as well as the Titans. So that's more or less what these guys would be spending. And then, you know, as far as the restructure is concerned, we will definitely continue to have all members involved. As I had earlier said, we had all presidents supporting this move. For the past 2 days, we've had a CEO's conference, and the CEOs have come out saying that they're in strong support of this move. So essentially, we have the entire family of CSA being involved as far as decision-making is concerned. So we will definitely make sure that as we go along, players are also part of the discussions.
And what does the Mzansi Super League then mean to all of this, and where does it fit in?
So basically, where Mzansi Super League is placed is in 2004, 2005, where we started franchise cricket. So what we are saying is that because we got it wrong then, let's reset and you know, give Mzansi Super League an opportunity to do what franchise cricket was supposed to do for us then. But what we should be careful of doing or not doing this time around is being afraid, you know, to make the call of saying this product is not working for us, so let's rather quit. So we are saying, you know, as far as you know, the tournament is concerned, give us a certain amount of time. So we're looking at 4 years, excluding last year. Give us 4 years, and should we not get to a point where we've either hit the projected targets, you know, from a commercial point of view, in terms of either profit or losses,
yeah,
then we should be at a point where we can say, are we close enough to continue, or it's really not working because we're nowhere near where we want it to be, so let's rather change this.
I mean, I know
correct.
Yeah, and I mean, I've known we've seen hugely successful IPL as well as the Big Bash in Australia. So I'm assuming that is what we are trying to model as well with the Mzansi Super League.
Yeah, definitely. We need a domestic product which has an international feel in its own rights. That is going to, in the long run, assist playing for, you know, the entire domestic setup, so to speak. And that's essentially why we started the Mzansi Super League. So we wanted to obviously start from a much smaller scale compared to what we had envisaged when we planned the global league. And we wanted to be a bit more realistic as well in terms of, you know, how we spend our monies and what is pretty much available as far as the South African market is concerned. You know, we are going through a technical recession, so sponsorship is definitely something that all federations are struggling with as far as sport is concerned. We know that the broadcast market is tight because there really isn't any competition as far as the South African broadcast landscape is concerned. So we need to be careful in terms of how we move forward with cricket, especially, you know, the commercialization of cricket in this country, because we don't have the luxuries that India have. We don't have the luxuries that English Cricket Board have or yeah. that Cricket Australia have. We are in a very different market, so we cannot want to operate like them.
Absolutely. Dada Mure, thank you so much for sharing all of that knowledge with us. Thank you for giving us some of your time, and we appreciate your efforts that you are putting in looking to grow the game that we all love and adore.
The pleasure is all mine, Bushi, and thank you for having me.
Have a fantastic evening.